Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Happy New Year and welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio Show. Here's a quick announcement. Our January heart-centered and passion-driven Inspirations for Better Living digital magazine designed to help moms build a better future for themselves, their families, and loved ones is currently available at www.inspirationsforbetterliving.com. This month, theme is New Year, New Me. The magazine offers inspirational stories from our dedicated team of experts to help you navigate your current situation with confidence in your motherhood journey as the COO, if not the CEO, of your family. So please go to www.inspirationsforbetterliving.com and treat yourself to some engaging, entertaining, and enlightening stories. You deserve it. As for our radio show today, in alignment with our New Year, New Me theme, my guest for this morning is Jesse Kalsi. Jesse is a world-renowned numerologist specializing in residential and business numerology. He provides valuable insights into the power of numbers and how they affect our life. His books, The Power of Numbers and All About Numbers, bring awareness and understanding of this phenomenon by combining his Eastern upbringing with his Western experience. Jesse has positively affected thousands of people's lives for over 20 years. His clients include prominent business people and highly successful communication and entertainment companies. He has appeared on radio and TV shows in the U.S. and has amazed audiences with his unique perspective on numerology. Jesse is a successful real estate broker and a certified Federal Aviation Administration flight instructor with a commercial pilot's license. He received his bachelor's degree in India and has an LLM in International Legal Studies from Golden Gate University in San Francisco, California. Upon graduation from the National Defense Academy of India, he pursued advanced studies at the Indian Military Academy. Jesse served as a captain in the 1st Battalion, 3rd Gurkha Rifles, formerly called the Queen's Own. While posted at the Jammu-Kashmir frontier, he was informed of his true life's purpose and left the army. Jesse originally came to the United States to learn to fly, but eventually returned here to make his home in California. Jesse and I will be having a conversation about his remarkable life's journey, his latest book, All About Numbers, and how you can attract luck, abundance, and joy based on your numbers. Good morning, Jesse. Happy New Year, and welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Johnny. Great. It's great to be here. I'm so excited to be on this show with you today, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to have you with me. Your book, All About Numbers, is a very insightful and interesting read. Thanks for sharing your knowledge at such a critical time in our human experience. I believe everyone is ready to transform misfortune into fortune in the new year.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Let us start by getting to know you a little better. Please give us a quick walkthrough of your life from childhood to the present moment.
I grew up in a very conservative family. You know, my parents were very traditional. You know, my father served the Indian Air Force. And then me and my brother, both of us, we of course, with a military background, we joined the Indian Army. And so we both served for a certain period of time, somewhere around 8, 9, 10 years. And then after that, the political situation in India, you know, this was up in the late 80s, actually, it started changing. And then I come from a minority group. So things weren't what the best at that time. And then also I felt that there's some shift or some change coming in my life. I guess I was being guided from the other side. And I was very fortunate to be able to, resign my commission in the Indian Army and then make it to the United States. And I consider myself really, very, very fortunate and very, very lucky that I feel that I'm always guided, you know. I follow my intuition all the time, and I always feel that there's something behind me that, you know, shows me the way to take me to difficult times, and that's what it did actually, from one country to the other, and I still found my way here. I I, you know, like most immigrants, well, you know how it is, right? Most immigrants will come to this country. Mm-hmm. So you're from Asia too, and you'll know it better than anybody else. You know, it faces very challenging times. But then, you know, I had this very basic knowledge about numbers and numerology at that time. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking at it a little bit. And then over time, you know, things kept changing and going. And I got into got my commercial pilot's license. I got into flight instruction. Then I got into real estate. And then it kept going and going, you know, and the first book came and now the second book. So it's been an interesting journey. You know, I mean, I feel that a lot has happened. And I think it is a lot has to do with the blessings of the universe on the other side.
Fantastic. That sounds really wonderful. Who were the major influences when you were growing up?
That's kind of interesting. You know, I followed, India's freedom fighters. You know, we had a young man called Sardar Bhagat Singh, you know, who laid his life for India's independence, right? So he was one of my role models, you know. You know, I thought very, very highly about him. And the young man was, he was executed by the English, the British Empire, but he stood against them and all that. But he was a very important young man whose efforts and all, whatever he did, change the destiny of India. So Mr. Sardar Bhagat Singh, absolutely, I followed him. And in my later years, I had some, officers from the Indian Air Force, you know, my father's of the Air Force, and so we had some fighter pilots that I thought were absolute wonderful human beings. So, yeah, a few of those, but not politicians, it's freedom fighters and people who really fought for the country with my role models.
Well, the interesting thing that you were involved with, of course, you made it all the way up to the position of a captain, and you were with the Gurkhas. When I was growing up in Malaysia, my parents grew up during World War II, and they were very impressed with the Gurkhas because that was the Queen's Army. Of course, at that time, Malaysia and India was part of the British colony and so forth. And for those who doesn't know what the Gurkhas is, can you just tell us a little bit more about them? Because I believe they're kind of like almost like the U.S. Marines that actually reports to the president, that people don't really realize that. And they're an elite group.
Yeah, Gurkha is an elite fighting group, right? So these brave young men, right, they are recruited from the mountains of the Himalayan kingdom called Nepal, right? And so what happens is in the Gurkhas, you know, there are many kinds, you know. Most of the people who are fighters, right? Who are fighters, they come from the higher areas of the hilly region of Nepal. See, like in Nepal, you know, there are many, many groups, right? So in the Gurkhas, like, you know, there's certain sects, like, you know, like the Thapas, the Gurungs, the Limbu, the Muggars, the last name, right? Thapa, Gurung, Limbu, Muggar. So this variety of people, you know, they live in the higher mountains of Nepal, right? And that's how they are recruited by the Indian Army and also the British Army. They serve two armies, right? And just because they come from those higher regions, right, they're natural fighters, you know? They're natural fighters.
Right.
And they make excellent troops. And my battalion, we celebrated our 200 years of a bicentenary in 2015. You know, it completed 200 years of the first four Gurkhas. And I was invited, you know, because I was commissioned in that battalion.
Yes.
And it was absolutely wonderful to go back there and be a part of the celebration. But they're the excellent fighters, you know, they're unflinching fighters. They are completely fearless, you know. And in most armies, you know, I mean, you want the soldiers to obey your orders completely, right? And that's exactly what they did for hundreds of years. Well, now when people look back and say this wasn't a very smart thing to do, but that's how they were in those times, and that's how they are today, unflinchingly loyal, you know,
right?
And extraordinarily brave, you know, the best of the best,
right?
And I had the good fortune to serve with them. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, in a way, they are the special forces, and they're loyal to the kings and the queens and whoever that is at the time. And this is part of that concept of the knights of the round table, so to speak, because that's what it is. And of course, the numbers grew from 10 to 12 to thousands. You're right.
Yes,
they're very loyal, and they believe in what they're fighting for, and it's for the country.
Exactly.
How did that experience contribute to your success over the years?
You know, that was, I give that a lot of credit in my lifetime, right? Because, see, mm-hmm. that laid the foundation of my future years, you know. It, mm-hmm. you know, it laid the foundation of strength, of discipline, of, you know, following orders, of setting goals, of achieving goals, you know, of being, mm-hmm. You know, of being brave and never giving up, you see?
Right.
It's like you never say you die. You know how it is? So all these traits actually came from my military career. You know, it mm-hmm. gave me tremendous strength, right, to stand up and, you know, and just go for it and, you know, just be like a Gorkha mind, right? You never give up and you fight to win. You know how it is?
Right.
You start a project, you finish it, you know, whatever you set your eyes on, you achieve that goal, you know, you don't complain. You absolutely
right.
do not complain. You know, you just work for it and get the job done is what I've learned.
Right.
So that's exactly what happened in my life, yes.
Right. Just kind of suck it up and do it until you get it. So that's very, very interesting, though, because here you have something that's very structured, obviously, right? Black and white,
yes.
kind of. And then you have
exactly.
that we both grew up, I would say, in a community, so to speak, a general community, that has this wonderful balance about the love affair with spirituality, mysticism,
yes.
and those kind of things. So
yes.
what pivotal moment in your military life led you to rethink your life's purpose?
You know, I was my last position, I was posted in the Jammu and Kashmir frontier, and I was right on the
right.
border with Pakistan. I was commanding a small forward dependent locality there, and you
mm-hmm.
know, I was getting this you know, some thought in my mind that I kept repeating again and again that, you know, you're not supposed to be here, you know. You're not supposed to be in a position where you can, you know, pull a trigger on people. You know how it is? And,
yeah.
You know, you should not be in the business of killing people. You know, that's what it is, right? I mean, what happens there? You know, people get shot and killed on, you know, a daily basis.
Right, right.
All kinds of things happen, right? Cross-border infiltration or any other military activity, right? Or you die or
right.
someone else dies. And so it came like that. It just came like, you know, no, you don't have to do this. You know, you don't have to be here. You know, this is not where you have to be, you know. So that thought became stronger and stronger. So I decided, well, you know, I need to be somewhere else, right? I think this part of my journey is over, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what happened, yeah.
That's very interesting, though, because you're not talking about as just a regular soldier, because you are a captain, and I'm sure at that level, I mean, we're talking about several years down the road, I'm a major, a colonel, and of course, certainly before you retire, a general.
Yeah. My career was doing really well, though. And yeah, I was almost 8.5, close to 9 years of service, right?
Right.
I was doing really, really well, but then it all changed. So, just like I said earlier, right, it's all in God's hands, you know. You just
mm-hmm.
don't know, you know, what's going to happen or, what your life, you know. I think at the time we all discover, right?
Right,
something was given to you to learn something, and then, but your real life purpose is somewhere else. So,
right, that's true.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
So how did you discover the power of numbers?
Yeah, So what happened, Johnny, after I came to America, right? I mean, like I said earlier, I was, you know, I was kind of trying to find my way out here. I was struggling a little bit, and like most immigrants do, you know, no complaints, you know. And then, so I had some basic knowledge of numbers and numerology. You know, I had some very basic, you know, I remember when I was a cadet in the Indian Military Academy, you know, in my younger days, I remember, you know, those firing used to happen with the rifle ranges, you know, and I used to always have very high scores when I used to fire with the rifle number 27.
Mm-hmm.
And then I later realized that 27 is one of my best numbers because I'm an Aries and I'm born on April the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was, so that kind of stuck in the back of my mind, but I was fairly young at the time, right? And
mm-hmm.
and it didn't make much sense, right? And then after I came to the States, right, I ended up in an apartment number 27, which is my first apartment again. I think that just happened by chance. I think God just gave it to me.
Right.
But then after that, I started looking more into this, and I started learning more and more and more. And gradually, you know, gradually what happened was this started spreading, and the people that I met or my new friends or contacts or whoever came, right, they were very interested in what I knew and what I was telling them and what was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some years later, you know, it just ended up with a client that, you know, ended up at a radio station in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. There's this lady called Bonnie Colleen, right? She ran mm-hmm. a morning show in San Francisco. It was an interactive show and very popular, Drive Time. And so she invited me as a guest. This was like, that's about 2000 that time, about 21 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then, so she says, well, some people are talking about your numbers and all that. Why did you come and be on my station? And I have never been on a station ever before, right? So I just mm-hmm. took the chance. I remember how nervous I was that day. It was the first time, and then the open lines, right? And all the lines were flashing, and everybody wanted to talk to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my God, so many, and that whole board is flashing, and I said, I don't know what they're going to ask me, right? But actually, that opened the door. You know,
right.
I remember the first caller that there was this one lady, you know, she's from the United Kingdom. And so she mm-hmm. had this one question for me. And so I quickly asked her date of birth, and I said, where do you live and all that? So my response to her was, your energy, you know, waist downwards. I said, you know, waist downwards to your feet is not good. And you need to be very, very cautious with your health. She says, oh, my God. She said, oh, what happened? She said, oh, you know, I have to go to UK, to London tomorrow to get some, you know, some female-related surgery. That was the first question, and you hit the nail on the head, right?
Right.
It felt as if the guide said, okay, you know, we opened the doors for you now. You do what you want, right? So,
right.
So that's how it all started. And after that, I've been on, you know, hundreds of stations, you know, and I've been doing, you know, basically interactive radio where callers call in and then we answer questions, right? So this mm-hmm. has been going on for the last maybe 21 years. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that's how these books were born. Yeah, that's
fantastic.
How these books are born too.
That's really wonderful. Is that when you decide that being an astronumerologist is your calling?
I did, actually. Yeah, I did. You know, I absolutely did, you know. And, I mean, it's my passion. And it's my passion. Mm-hmm. It's my calling. And then by the grace of God, you know, whatever I've done over the years, and I do feel that this information has benefited a lot of people. Because, you know, I'm a real estate broker here. I've been real estate and brokering for many, many years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened also, Johnny, is just that, you know, I see what happens is when God sent me so many people, right, and kept coming and coming, and I my knowledge kind of improved with them too. You see how your clients teach you a lot too, you know. So everyone is different, and you know, everyone has a different case study, a different situation, a different, you know how it
mm-hmm.
is. And then as I went, and they kept coming and coming and coming, and I kept, you know, learning more and refining more, and that's how it ran. That's how the first book came, with the power of home numbers, because I was studying. I'm still an active real estate broker, but
mm-hmm.
but you know, at that time it was like absolutely flowing, right? And so the first book was born, and then yeah, it came like that. So
fantastic!
I'm grateful
to
all
really...
my clients. I'm grateful to all my clients, you know, who helped me write these books. Yeah.
Fantastic. That's really wonderful. By the way, you're listening to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Our podcasts are available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitches Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, TuneIn Radio, Mixcloud, Podchaser, Listen Notes, and Hophopper. I'm Johnny Tan, your host. Here's a quick reminder to treat yourself to the January edition of our heart-centered and passion-driven Inspirations for Better Living digital magazine at www.inspirationsforbetterliving.com. My guest for this morning is Jesse Kelsey. Jesse is a world-renowned numerologist specializing in residential and business numerology. He provides valuable insights into the power of numbers and how they affect our lives. His books, The Power of Home Numbers and All About Numbers, brings awareness and understanding of this phenomenon by combining his Eastern upbringing with his Western experience. Jesse has positively affected thousands of people's lives for over 20 years. His clients include prominent business people and highly successful communication and entertainment companies. He has appeared on radios and television shows in the U.S. and has amazed audiences with his unique perspective on numerology. Jesse and I are having a conversation about his remarkable life's journey and his latest book, All About Numbers, and how you can attract luck, abundance, and joy based on your numbers. So, Jesse, let's get into this. Can you share some personal experiences on how astronumerology helped you in your life's journey, and especially in your real estate business? Because your book talked about numbers in terms of addresses and numbers, I guess, in contracts and so forth. So, if you don't mind, can you share some of those with us? Because these are the successes that validate your own intuition, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened with Johnny? I remember my first house. That was just about a few years after I came to America. My first house number was 66300 Ridgewood Drive in Castro Valley, right here in the Bay Area. And I remember that, and that number was like a perfect number for me. And so what happened soon after that, I got that number, you know, that's where I got my, you know, my real estate license, my real estate, I got my broker's license. And then I met my wife and everything. So many things happened. Business was doing so well. And then from there, I got into another property, which is way bigger. And that number was a double three, was 3003 Woodside Terrace up in Fremont here. And I remember that property, when we bought the property, right, my wife liked the place a lot. And I said, listen, if the number is good, I'll go for it. And because I had some money saved at the time. And so, and the number was 3003. So I said, okay, we'll go for this one. And so I bought the property at that time. This was that was about 2002 for about $945,000. And then what happened was, and the payment was really high, like $5,600 a month, right? And I was doing okay, but I still thought that I'm right on the edge, right? I could pull it every month. And then what happened was that suddenly the market, you know, because of this, the Silicon Valley, because of the internet boom, right, just took off.
Right.
And so I told my wife one day, I said, you know what, this is kind of getting high for me, and I need to sell this house and see what. So what can you sell this for? I said, well, let's list it for like 1.9 or 2 million. She said, are you crazy? Who's going to give you 2 million for this house? But it's a beautiful house. But I can tell you today, it's worth 4 million.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so we listed the house, and we and it was very interesting. In 3 days, we got an offer for $1.9 million cash.
Wow!
And so that's how the first house, that's how I made my first million. I remember early 2000, and so that was purely on the knowledge of numbers, right? On the knowledge of numbers, yeah. So all those who are listening to me right now, right? See, now what happens is home buying. And, you know, and home, this buying of homes and selling of homes is a very serious business. People should not look at the cosmetics, right? Oh, it's so beautiful outside or this and that. No, there's something way more than that. When you're getting into a new physical, new body, right? And that energy and the numerology, or that a lot of people call the chi, the feng shui, or the vastu, you know, many languages.
Right.
But the number outside the house has to flow with your energy. But I can tell you, if it will, you'll be lucky. If not, like most cases I've seen people, you know, who live in smaller homes, and they don't realize that, you know, the luck's working for them for reasons. I'm sure the energy works for them. And suddenly they get bored one day and they say, oh, no, we need to get a bigger house, right? Because, of course, they can afford it. And I've seen that in most cases, when people went from smaller to bigger houses, right, they always had many challenges, right? Well,
right.
Not that got into it, not all of them, but most of them.
Right, right.
You know, principally because, you know, the energy shifted and they didn't understand all that. So,
right.
For all the listeners listening or to the podcast, right, be very, very cautious. Don't rush into anything. Don't get pushed by a realtor, right? Do your due diligence and then buy. It's very, very important.
Yeah, it's very interesting because one would think, well, yeah, I'm stepping up, right? But if you don't do your homework, you might be actually stepping down.
Exactly. You said it. That's exactly what happens. I see it all the time. I give an example in my book too. There's one gentleman here. I remember he passed away now. And he was a friend of mine. He right here in San Jose. He came from India and his company took off and made millions of dollars. And at that time, he was living in a nice big house in Los Altos Hills here. And so what happens, you know, one day, a Chinese gentleman, right, he's from China, and he, I think, along with his master, I think it must be his feng shui master, so they knocked his door, and they said, oh, you know, would you be interested in selling your house? So this guy said, oh, no, I don't want to sell my house, right? So they said, oh, think about it. You know, my buyer is very interested to buy your house, and we've done the research on the property, and we'll offer you so much more extra, right?
Right.
So, well, it's finished there. So then, a little later, they followed up again saying that, okay, fine, it's the end of the year, it's Christmas time and all that, and we'll offer you this much more, right? So they tempted him. And that property always was worth many millions, but then this guy got, you know, he got greedy looking at the value, And right. then he flipped the house. He sold the house and he moved into a Marriott low temporary. But mm-hmm. that day what happened was, Johnny, he actually didn't sell the house. He sold his luck that day.
Right.
But after
right.
that, you know, after that what happened was he bought a bigger space, I remember, here in San Jose. And mm-hmm. President Clinton visited that place. When he was friends with President Clinton and Hillary Clinton. So President Clinton visited, and I was there that day too. And but after that, you know, his luck kept slipping away. He broke his leg, and mm-hmm. then his business started going down. And then one day, some years ago, he traveled overseas and he died of heart attack. So mm-hmm. that is my point, right? See how someone tempted you, and you sold your house for higher money, but actually you sold your life and your luck away, right?
Right.
So
right.
This I've seen myself. Yeah, that's how important your homes are.
Very interesting. Glad you shared the story about a person that you know, and how, interestingly enough, in the process of thinking that we're stepping up, we're actually stepping down and not necessarily understanding that, you know, we're actually selling the good energies and vibes that was assigned to us, basically, in a nutshell. And so,
exactly.
Having said that, let's talk about the various numbers. What can you tell us, and what do we need to know about the various numbers?
Yeah, good question. So what happens, Johnny, is this, you know, like, cause there are many schools of numerology, like we know, right? We have,
mm-hmm.
see, the Chinese, the Orientals follow a system. We have a certain system. We follow the Vedic tradition in India. Then you come down to Europe, you know, the Greeks have a certain system. There's a Hebrew system, right? And then here in North America, there's a Western kind of a angle mm-hmm. to numerology. So what I pursue is the Vedic tradition. We use the Chaldean code, right? And
mm-hmm.
So in the Chaldean code, you know, we you know, assign letters to numbers going from number 1 to number 8. Pythagorean assigns letters to numbers from 1 to number 9. So it's a little different. But I have researched all these codes, but I felt that the Chaldean code was more accurate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
mm-hmm.
I use more of this. So what happens is, you know, there's a basic association in this system. And we look at basic numerology, which goes from number 1 to number 9. And then we associate those numbers with planetary energy. Let's say, for example, number 1 is the energy of Sun, or 2 is Moon, 3 is Jupiter, 4 Uranus, 5 Mercury, 6 Venus, 7 Neptune, 8 Saturn, and 9 Mars. So this is how we relate numbers and planets. Now, just for one, I'll give you one example, right? Certain planetary energy or certain numbers, right, they don't get along with one another. Well, I give this example all the time, and that is the number 1 and 8, right? So 1 and 8 is the energy of Sun and Saturn. And when Sun and Saturn combine, right, they're never happy together, because in the Vedic tradition, you know, Sun and Saturn are father and son who never got along. They are, the Sun is light and Saturn is dark, right? It is yin and yang, you know, it's just opposing
mm-hmm,
energy.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for example, if someone's living in a house number, and this is just a very general one, right? Just the house, you're talking about a house only here. Living in a house
mm-hmm.
number, say 10818, you know, something like that. 1 8 1 0 8, you know, 0 is an amplified, 1 and 8, right? So in a place like that, you'll, you know, things like cuts, injuries, accidents, family quarrel, legal trouble, separation, all these will come to the door, because the planetary energy in the door is very challenging. But if you are in the, you know, if you are in the field of law enforcement, or you're a medical professional, or, and then you would excel professionally. But personally, it'll be a big challenge. And I've also seen this energy, you know, 1-8 on date of birth too. I've seen a lot of people who are born on an 18 date of birth. You know, they might be, they might excel in the medical field or in law
mm-hmm.
enforcement, but their personal lives are always very challenging, you know. They
mm-hmm.
they always end up in accidents and hospitals and surgeries and legal troubles and divorces, right? It pretty much comes to those numbers all the time. So what has to be done is, you know, in such cases where you have a heavy date of birth, it is very important that your name energy is balanced correctly. So if your name is not balanced correctly with your date of birth, then it'll be a big challenge.
What's interesting is that you're saying that you can't run away from your numbers, because that's you,
no.
right? However,
yeah.
in some instances, your number put you at the top of Mount Himalaya. And there's
yes.
some other instances situationally that you might be in the pits, and knowing it, you can get yourself out of the pits and excel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that totally, right? Absolutely. And so that's why, you know, it's very important. It's very, very important to consider your numbers, your numerology, you know, besides other things too. It's just not one aspect only. There are many other aspects, but this one that I have worked and researched for anyway, I always tell my listeners, right, that please do consider this very cautiously. And if your name is balanced correctly, you know, if your name is balanced with your date of birth and, you know, you understand this energy, you know, your life will be a lot easier, you know. You won't be bumping heads everywhere all the time, you know.
Right. Confused, so for the Western culture, you're saying that, like, say, for lack of a better term here, lately, it's funny because in the world of technology, our cell phone is our new ID now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Forget social security and number. You know what I'm talking about? Like, we always thought about, oh, no, we don't want to be assigned any ID number. Well, guess what? Your phone number is your ID number in today's world. And so how do we deal with that? Once we find out that number is, kind of thing, so how do we deal with that? How do we fix that?
See, what happens earlier in the earlier years, you know, phone numbers would happen well. If you call your, you know, your provider, right? And
right.
They would help you, and they give you a list of numbers and say, well, fine, you can pick one number from there. But what has happened lately is, you know, that they pretty much, you know, it's, a new number is automatically generated and you don't have any say anymore.
Right.
So so now, you know, it is pretty much, you know, you have to draw the right energy, right? To just be lucky to get it. So what I would say is, you know, go on a day that's a little auspicious, you know, and know your day, month, time. You know, there are days, you know, when what month. So there's certain periods in which you can go and apply for it. Otherwise, if you just go there, you know, and, you know, just go for it with your closed eyes, and then I'm sure you won't get the best one, you know. So that's what I think, yeah.
How do we calculate our numbers? How do we calculate them? Let's talk about things that we have control of, basically. Well, when I say have control of, we're born certain dates, obviously, and, of course, our given name and so forth. So how do we calculate that?
So let me use the Kaelian code, like I said earlier, right? So the Kaelian code has letters and numbers associated with it, right? So the Kaelian code, you know, it's not, you can look at it online, too. You can find it there, right? You know, so basically it goes, like I said earlier, it goes from number 1 to number 8, you know, and then, so I'll just give you, so like number 1 has the letters, you know, A, I, J, Q, Y. And so number 2 is going to be R, K, B. So number 3 is C, G, L, S. Number 4 is D, M, T. Right, so 5 is E-H-N-X, and the 6 is U-V-N-W, so, and 7 is O and Z, and 8 is P and F, so that's how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
So, so this is a code, but this is a Kaelian code. And this code you can also find online. It's not a big deal. But so this is what I use, right? So then say, for example, you know, then you, whatever your name is, right, you can look at the name, right? And then you look at the letters and from those numbers, and you can get the numbers, right? But then what happens is that is very basic information. Numbers have a lot of variations in them too, you see? A lot of variations, right? So, so you just look at this code and say, oh, find my numbers. No, it won't happen like that. It has to be fine-tuned. The energy has to be balanced. And so what happens is before this, you know, we look at the date of birth, you know, before you go to the code of the date of birth. That's the first thing. Then from the date of birth, we look at, you know, the primary energy that are focusing on the date of birth. That can be calculated. That's a little calculation. And so once you calculate the basic numerology so that these numbers are vibrating, and then we use those numbers, the highest vibration, to match or to work on the name. You see, your name is very important. Your name and your popular name is very, very important, right? So that's how we improve that, or I mean, correct it, or whatever, take it to a higher resonation. And so once that name is adjusted correctly, then what happens is, because the frequency has risen, right, and automatically it will attract, you know, better energy to you. You know, it'll attract more. You know, it's like basically, you know, your energy has risen, right? So your hand's going to reach higher, right? So that's how it goes. And basically, it's another, that'll, you know, for a lifetime, right, it'll pick you up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll attract better people, better energies, more money, more success, better thought, you know. And, yeah, just in, your luck factor is going to go up, right? So
very interesting.
Your names is really, yeah.
I got a couple of questions. One is, of course, this is based on culture and upbringing. I mean, culture more so than upbringing itself. In the Eastern culture, for example, and you're aware of this, I mean, we have our, like my name, Johnny Hop Chai Tan, right? I was born Hop Chai. I was given, actually, my parents went to see a sage and say, okay, we got to give this kid here this name and so forth. However, somewhere along the line, and this is funny, this is a cultural thing, I've spoken about this before. When I was a kid, as a child, I don't have a whole lot of hair on my head, and so my grandfather can't pronounce my name properly, so you know how they like to give nicknames. So before you know it, he was trying to call me what's equivalent to Baldy, right? And my mom said, you're not going to call my son Baldy. The neighbor came over and said, my son is Tony. Why don't you call your son Johnny? So that's how I ended up having the name Johnny. So
I'm
known basically Johnny. So it's really funny. How do I do that? Because do I take Johnny Hawk Chai Tan? Is the whole thing?
So no, I mean, I was looking at your name, the way it appears on the, you know, on your, it says Johnny Tan is what's coming, right? So Johnny Tan, so, so number 24 on your first name is really good. And you know, 24 is very lucky. And 5, 6, and 4, 10. So what happens is what day and month are you born? Because your total vibration is 24 and 10, right? Which is 3, 4. 3, 4 is a very high octave number for Neptune energy. But we have to see what date of birth you're born. Yeah.
Okay. So my date of birth, when it's all added up, this is interesting. Based on the Roman numbers, right? Like August or whatever it is, right? 19,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, yeah.
It totals up to right smack when you add across to number 33.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, so you got strong Venus energies. Okay. So, and what day and month are you born?
Day, it's August 17.
Okay, so August 17, okay.
Yeah, and then...
So August 17. I got it. That
yeah, and then,
enough.
Like, say, when you add it all across, including the year, 33.
Yeah, so see, August 7th, so yeah, so you got Venus, you got 24 on the first, you got 30. So Venus is, Venus number 6 helps you a lot. Do you have a middle initial?
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny Tao, do you have a middle initial?
H, yes. My Chinese name is Hawk, H-O-C-K, which is a H. So I go with Johnny H. Tan. Yeah.
Yeah, so Johnny H. Tan is an excellent number for you, a name for you.
And
Jupiter energy, yes, you got Venus and Jupiter, 3 works with 17, it's very good. Excellent number. Yeah,
well, thank you. I appreciate
that. You should always write this the way it is, because on the radio schedule that I have, right, it says Johnny Tan only, but you should insist and say it's not Johnny, it's Johnny H. Tan. So that's how it's written everywhere, and that is absolutely fantastic. It's really good.
So should I use Johnny H. Tan or just Johnny Tan?
Yeah, Johnny H. Tan.
Okay, Johnny H. Tan. That's what I need to go. But
Johnny
fantastic,
yeah.
How about Johnny H. C. Tan? Because my Chinese name is Hawk, H-O-C-K, and then the middle name, because the Chinese has the last name is Tan, right? But it's the
Johnny
first name
H.
is...
Johnny H. Tan will also work.
Okay.
That is also good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because
Johnny
that's what my
bring
name
it
is.
To a 42 be very good, too.
Okay.
That'd be really good, too. H
I
C both will work, and then you need to wear a yellow sapphire. By the way, a yellow sapphire in your in a gold ring in your right index finger. That's Jupiter energy, the biggest planet. So
yellow sapphire.
Jupiter,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in gold. Or you
in
can
gold.
Wear a gold chain.
Okay.
You wear more gold in your hand. Yeah.
Okay, that's very interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Because gold, it raises the energy of Jupiter. Yeah.
And the food for thought. Jesse, this is interesting, right? Because I'm not exactly sure how it works in India, but I'm sure it is too. We Chinese has our Chinese calendar, right? The lunar calendar, right?
Yes.
So, and I think India has the same thing. Like the culture is several thousand years old. It's not the year 2022.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. Food for thought. When I added my Chinese birthday, okay? The number came up to, when you reduce it down, it came up to number 11.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it turned out to be 38, and then when 38, you reduce it down one more.
Yeah. No, but I'd say number 11. What you have, like Yoni HC Tan is an excellent name. Yoni H or HC Tan is very good for you.
Okay. That's very, very interesting.
Very good.
Very, very interesting.
But avoid
wearing
dark colors. Don't wear too much black, or you can wear red once in a while, but don't wear too much black colors. And,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And don't even drive a black color car. To what color car do you drive?
I love white, so I've always had white.
Yeah, white's good color. Yes, white's good color for you. White's good.
Yeah,
white's the energy of Venus, right? Yeah.
Yeah. White, I've always liked white. Yeah. Even though I wear dark suits, but I always have like white shirts because I enjoy the bright, and then blue.
Yeah,
you know that kind of thing. Yeah. So you talk about when you first came to the United States and somehow the synchronicity of numbers, right? It sounds how gel. And for me, when I was growing up, my grade school, when I was in athletics, right, in school, you know that in Asia. So the color of my athletic team is sort of purple maroon, okay? My high school is purple maroon green. And lo and behold, here I'm halfway around the world attending Louisiana State University. What is the color? Purple and gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, purple is very good color for you. Purple
it's a weird
is the crown
deal.
Chakra. Purple, and you should also keep an amethyst crystal on your desk in the way you broadcast from, right? You should have an amethyst crystal there. Yeah, amethyst is the highest, is the crown chakra, unlimited possibility. But amethyst for you will be really good, really good.
Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. You're listening to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Our podcasts are available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry Podcasting, TuneIn Radio, Mixcloud, Podchaser, Listen Notes, and Hophopper. Here's a quick reminder to treat yourself to our January edition of our heart-centered and passion-driven Inspirations for Better Living digital magazine at www.inspirationsforbetterliving.com. My guest for this morning is Jesse Kalsi. Jesse is a world-renowned numerologist specializing in residential and business numerology. He provides valuable insights into the power of numbers and how they affect our lives. His books, The Power of Home Numbers and All About Numbers, bring awareness and understanding of this phenomenon by combining his Eastern upbringing and his Western experience. Jesse and I are having a conversation about his remarkable life's journey, his latest book, All About Numbers, and how you can attract luck, abundance, and joy with your numbers. I'm your host, Johnny Tan. Let's talk about this, Jesse. What are master numbers, and how do they affect and influence our lives?
Yeah, I mean, like we all know, right? The number 11, or the number 22, the number 33. Like 33 comes in your case as a compound number you mentioned, and then even 44 in many cases, and it falls in the same category. So what happens is, I've seen over the years a lot of people, right, a lot of intuitives, you know, these psychics and intuitives, they'll just tell their clients, house number 11, you should take it, you know, it's a master number, right, or house number this or that. They don't realize that they're giving wrong information to their clients, because what happens is in house number 11, right, now, 11 is a great date of birth. If you're born in an 11, I can tell you, name balance will be very successful. You know, you can reach great heights. But if you live in a house number 11, I can tell you right now, it's going to bring in relationship challenges, absolute relationship challenges. It's also, and then that connects with money as well. So homes like that have to be balanced. You know, I remember I had this one client of mine. He's a doctor in Southern California, right? Mm-hmm. And he lived in a house like that. And he invited me to his house one time, and so we fixed that energy. We used a number 4 in the middle, and we made it 141, right, to balance the energy of Sun with Uranus, right? He just sold his house recently for, I think, a couple of $1 million. He got way more money than he was expecting. But my point is that when he lived there initially before he met me, right, he had a relationship with his wife was suffering, and he was just kind of struggling, right? But soon after, when we passed the house, it shifted. So my point is that, you know, 11 on a date of birth can be very powerful, but then 11 on a residence is very different. So so these things have to be considered. So don't just blindly jump into a master number. It's very tricky. The number 22 is, again, a master number. Moon, like 2 is moon twice. But this number 22, you know, it creates miscommunication. I see miscommunication. So if you have this on your date of birth, it is important that this energy of 2 and 2 be balanced with number 1, sun energy, which means that, say, you end up in a house number 22, I can tell you there will be a lot of miscommunication in the house. So this house number has to be passed, I mean, another number added based on the date of birth of other occupants in the house. It's very important. And it is also important that house number 22 should face the rising sun, because you want the energy of sun, which is number 1, to hit the door, right? If it has to hold any energy. Otherwise, what will happen is it'll be in a constant, you know, spiraling, downward spiral, you know? It'll constantly attract the energy of Saturn, which is number 8 and 4s, and 4s and 8s don't work well together. So that's what will happen there. And then number 33 is, like, you have 33, the excellent master number. I've used it myself successfully in homes and all that. So 33 on a home is, depending on your date of birth, can be extremely fortunate. And then, of course, you don't have a 33 date of birth, but compound numbers, yes. And 33, I think, is a very powerful master number, you know, very powerful. I've given an example in the book. We all saw what happened in South America some 10 years ago when those 33 miners were stuck in a 9 feet below, remember?
Yes, I read that.
Kind
of
pulled out magically, So I attribute that extraction, right, in a capsule to that number 33, right? Get them all together and safe, so. And then 44 again is a bit, some consider it a mass number. I look at it like that. But 44 again is not a very easy place to be. And President Obama was the 44th president of the United States. And but he had a lot of sun energy. He's a Leo, right? He had a lot of sun energy. So he could balance that 44 successfully and, you know, complete his two terms. So that's how it is, you know. The energy has to balance, it has to correct, you know. So there are many things, you know, that have to be considered. But this is what I can briefly tell you about master numbers.
Is it ever too late to redirect someone's lives of misfortune, challenges, using the power of
numbers? No, it's never. No, it's never late. No, it's never late. We always have time, you know, we always have time. We're never late for anything. We are never, never late. And no one should think like that, right? So no one should ever think like that. We're never late. If you're living, you always have time. And if something has to be corrected or changed, right, you have to consider it and do it. And then also at the same time, you know, listen to your inner self. You know, if something tells you, or if you're, you know, you're telling you, oh, no, you should call so-and-so, or you should do it, you know, and because your soul is telling you to do it, you know, you should do it. And not second-guess yourself, right? What happens very often, right, you have a thought, you know, sure, you should do this, and then, oh, who cares? You shouldn't do that, you know? So if you have any, you know, connection from the other side and they're telling you to do it, you should do it. And that's what I believe.
What is the best way to read and apply your book, All About Numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, the first thing, Yoni, is this, that All About Numbers and my first book, The Power of Home Numbers, right, both these books they are not how-to books, right? They are not how-to books. So, it's not that if you pick up my book, All About Numbers, and say, hey, we heard you on the radio, and we should be able to do everything just the way you do it. No, that's not going to happen, right? Because, I mean, I don't know everything, number one, right? And whatever I know, I've applied in the book, and that's all you can put in a book, right, for the reader to read. At the same time, this book has a lot of information, right? It's for a discerning mind, you know, with a lot of information for someone who's researching, right? But I can tell you, you learn a lot from there. You learn a lot. And then gradually, you know, you can add up things and do research, and you absolutely, with time, you know, you won't learn it in one day, but absolutely with time, you definitely, you know, learn a lot of things, you know. Yes, a lot of things.
Well, I have to say, I mean, the book is very good information in terms of it, certainly gives me a notch in the right direction in reading all the various people and looking at the examples you've given. It makes sense. And then when I look back in my life, and I mentioned this several times on my radio show and so forth, and even like in your case, we talk about pivotal moments in our lives. If someone were to tell us, Jesse, here, welcome to Earth. You're born as a baby. This is your folder, and this is how you're going to live your life. And both of us would say, yeah, right.
Yeah,
and now that we have put some mileage in our life and we have experienced life basically, and looking back in hindsight, what's interesting about it is that that rear-view vision validates certain things that have occurred, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. So do you read about the number 17 in my book? Okay. We won't talk about it. So you read,
no.
Read something. Okay.
Where can someone go to get more information about you, buy your book, and keep up with your latest happenings?
Yeah. So you can go to my website, which is jessekalsi.com. It's spelled JESSEKALSI.com. And then my books, and you can get those books on Amazon, The Power of Home Numbers by Jesse Kelsey, and my second one, All About Numbers by Jesse Kelsey. And I am on all social media platforms where you can just Google me, you know, to find me, Jesse Kelsey, you know, and yes, and I'm very happy to be able to talk to or, you know, send this message out to Johnny to all those who would listen to what we've been chatting about today. And I really wish all of you listening the best of luck.
Very interesting. Very, very good. Thank you. What is the best way to educate us about numbers? I know we talked about there's certain things that people can Google and so forth in the end, because it can be so complex, because then you got numbers and then also right now you got to worry about the planets and so forth. But in a nutshell, for someone who really, like I say, down and out and just need like, hey, show me the light and then maybe I'll go and start doing a little bit at a time. So what would be the simplest way of kind of finding out where we're at?
Yeah, I mean, if you feel so, you can always call me. You know, we go to my website and you can connect with me and we can do a short reading for you. I do half an hour readings and 1 hour readings, right? But like a short 30-minute reading is pretty good to start. And then we can kind of look at some basic stuff and align the energy and all that, right? And make some quick suggestions to, you know, shift the vibe to pick up the energy. And then, yeah. So I'd suggest that, like a short reading. And that's you can book from my website, and then you can talk, Zoom or phone, either or. And I do that for my clients around the world, you know, people from everywhere.
Very interesting. So what can you tell us about the years, 2022 and 2023, coming up next year, number-wise?
We'll talk about 2022 because this is the current year that just began, right? So 2022, you know, it has, you know, moon thrice. I mean, the energy of planet Venus is dominant this year, right? And so whatever you're seeing right now, right, this will slowly, things will start improving. I think that this year will have a better flow of money, you know. It's more a year of recovery. I see more, you know, it's more feminine energy. So you see more, you know, women, you know, rising into important positions. I think they've been in lectures and they will be, you know, they'll have a better grip and a better hold on many important matters, I think, and this will be happening internationally, not only in the United States, but in different other countries around the world as well. And then, and people will suddenly, you know, they want to spend more, they'll buy more. It'll be more about luxury, you know. They want to be happier. They might end up spending more than they have, which is not a good thing, but that's what is going to happen. And I see real estate again, the prices are going to go up, the energy around the, you know, whatever is happening now in the stock market, that'll be, you know, that'll start going up too. I see more after the 15th of January, you know, you'll start seeing a shift, you know, it'll start moving up in the next 5-6 days, or even more starting next week, you know. And, yeah, so financially, I think it's going to be a strong, strong year. And, yeah, so that's what I feel is really better than... See, last year, the energy was very unstable. It was fluctuating. It was going up and down, but not this year. So let a week or two pass, and then you start seeing a shift. Whatever is happening right now, the energy of COVID and the rest of it, I had mentioned it in my book as well. If you see, it's written somewhere. You looked at the numbers of COVID last year, and I had indicated that this energy would start settling down more early 2023.
Right.
Documented in the book. Yeah, it's documented there. So this year, you know, it'll be there, but you have to be very careful. You know, you can't be careless. Be careful, you know, take care of your health and don't challenge it, you know, respect it and try to avoid it in every way possible. But I see more by the end of the year, early 2023. That's what I feel, based on my knowledge of numbers, that this energy is going to start subsiding, you know, and people will start feeling much better in the skin.
Fantastic. By the way, as we are coming close to the end of the hour, since our show is about people, family, and living life, would you like to share a recipe for living with our listeners this morning?
I say, you know, enjoy your life, you know, be happy, you know, keep a positive mind. I said, don't complain, you know. I don't like people who complain, you know. No matter what happens in your life, you know, be positive, don't complain, and, you know, always be grateful. You know, if something, if you ever want to complain, just look up, look at the sky like I do, and just say, I am grateful 9 times, you know. If you just say, I'm grateful 9 times, you know, every time you have a difficult or a block or a challenge or a mood to complain, I'll be so much happier. I'm telling you, something else will open up. So always, I am grateful no matter what.
That's true. That's very true. Jesse, it's like what you're talking about is creating that positive energy around you. Because what's interesting is that we tend to look for outside source to give us energy. And the irony of it, the sun or the battery or whatever you want to call it is from inside out.
Exactly. 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 The battery is inside out. You said it.
Wonderful. Well, Jesse, thank you for the great recipe for living and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, please join me next Tuesday morning, January 18th at 10 a.m. Central Time, U.S. Continuing with our New Year, New Me theme, my guest will be Lisa Caprelli. She is a Latina entrepreneur, speaker, author, publisher, and brand creative. With a 10-year radio career overlapping 20 years in consulting and branding, Lisa strategically uses content and message branding to help companies grow. She's known for inspiring innovations in business leaders and has worked with businesses of all sizes, including Fortune 500 companies. Lisa and I will be having a conversation about her remarkable life's journey and how you can jumpstart your new year with a new vision mindset. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to FromMyMamasKitchenTalkRadio.com. Thank you for listening and have a very blessed week. Jesse, it's been a pleasure, sir. Thank you again and have a very blessed day.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.